Thank you.
Next case.
Case number 12599, Matthew and Jacqueline Reinhardt seek variances from the front yards, corner front, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-82, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hebron Road at the intersection of Hebron Road and Harmon Street. The 911 address is 919-875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 77.
Ms. Norwood, before we get too far in, we're missing Mr. Hastings. So if somebody could grab him before we get too far in the
weeds. He only gets one.
Good call.
He was on tape delay.
Yeah. Okay. Staff would like to note that we've flagged 11 variances potentially for this parcel. A 1.9-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing dwelling, 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing boardwalk and proposed outside shower, a 4.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for existing second story deck and steps, a 4.1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard for an existing second story deck and steps, a 3.8-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard for an existing second story deck, a 0.7-foot variance from 15-foot corner front yard for an existing dwelling, a 9.2-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front setback requirement for an existing second story deck, a 9.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front setback requirement for an existing second story deck, 11.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front for existing dwelling and proposed second floor addition, a 7.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing boardwalk and front porch, and a 21.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing and proposed structures. The existing non-conforming dwelling with the front porch and boardwalk I've noted to be 18.6 feet from the property line along Hebron Road.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Do you want me to discuss the previous?
I'll discuss that, but I think there's some correspondence we received this morning.
Oh yes, I forgot that part, sorry. There, we have two letters of opposition and a petition with 38 signatures in opposition to this application. We don't have any letters of support and zero mail return.
And board members and the applicant, before we get into the weeds on this one, I do want to give a little bit of background. You may have noticed in your packet there was a prior decision from several years ago, as well as a Superior Court decision. What happened was the applicant in that case, who I understand is the prior owner, and certainly we can flesh that record out in a minute, had applied for some variances. It appeared there were four that were sought, a 9.2, a 9.6, a 9.1, and a 22-foot variance for some existing structures and some other things. That variance request was denied. However, the board in its decision used the unnecessary hardship standard, which is found both in the state code and our county code. When it was appealed to the Superior Court, however, the court found that the board used the wrong standard. There's been some intervening case law that I think may be important with regard to that analysis. However, be that as it may, it was a reversal of the board's decision. However, it was not a granting of variances. It was essentially the opportunity for the applicant to reapply, which did not happen. So we currently have a situation where there's a property that has some structures on it, and I understand there's some proposals as well, which I'm sure the applicant will explain to us, and I hope they explain to us as to what they're proposing versus what exists currently, and perhaps give us a little better insight. So I wanted to give the board and the applicant and the public here a little bit of historical background on this one, because that is a little different from what we normally see. And I will turn it over. I guess at this point, we should swear in the witnesses. Gentlemen, sir, can you state your name and address for the record?
Freddie Botta, Moonlight Architecture, 29003 Lewis, Georgetown Highway. I have with me one of my assistants.
Alexandra Jankowska-Valig, Moonlight Architecture. It's 29003 Lewis, Georgetown Highway, Lewis.
Is the gentleman behind you going to be sworn in as well?
Matthew Reinhardt. My home address is in Pennsylvania. Is that the one I
should use? Whatever the address you wish to give the county is.
Got it. 19875 Hebron Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We do, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Botta, I believe the floor is yours.
Okay. First off, to clear up part of the Mr. Reinhardt is not the original person who applied for all those other variances. He had just recently purchased a project for the property from the previous owner who has applied for all those variances.
Riker was, Mr. Reinhardt's the current owner.
He is the current owner.
And he was not a party to the prior application?
No, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure I got that right. Thank
Correct.
You.
So, regards to the uniqueness of the property, as you know, the property was developed back in the 1940s. So, it was, as time went on, of course, new zoning laws, new zoning regulations, all new setbacks came in to intrude basically on the existing structure. So, if you look at the previous exhibits, these were given out, right, Jen? You'll see on the first page, ED01.01, the setback lines, and you'll see that, you know, the biggest percentage of all the structure sits within the setbacks. The variances that we're requesting basically only apply to the main house, which is towards the front of the property that we're looking at. With regards, like I said, to the uniqueness of the property, you know, it's been made undevelopable, not by the owner or the previous owner's responsibility. It's just basically changing the county's laws. Cannot otherwise develop. As I just said, for the previous reasons, you can't develop anything on the property because there's nowhere you can go anywhere with it. This was not created by Mr. Reinhardt. As I said, he just purchased a property, and all he wants to try and do is make it a little more livable. We are not planning to expand beyond the footprint of the building with anything. With respect to the outside shower, there is a existing deck or boardwalk that runs along the side of the house, which is right up against the property. You will also see in that same exhibit some photographs that show the current deck that runs along that edge. All he wants to do possibly was enclose a shower along that boardwalk area, but we're willing to negate that at this point in time and more concerned with the living area. This will not really alter the essential character of the Hebron Road. I mean, it's a mixed use of buildings and structures along that road. We have commercial, residential, we have a car wash a couple doors away, and then we have residential that's, you know, two or three lots to the east of us. So as far as altering the character or changing anything, we don't think that would have any sort of effect. And if anything, it would give an improvement to the current property which sits there. The minimum variance is, as Ms. Norwood has stated, rather than going through them, to try and put it maybe in simple terms, once again, going back to the exhibits, all we're really looking to do is take the footprint of the current house. And there is a second floor on that house already, but the ceiling heights and everything in that second floor range from anywhere from like a little over 6 foot down to basically 0 inches. So what Mr. Reinhardt would like us to do is to just build a box on top of that so that he can have a couple bedrooms that are more functional and usable for the house that's there. In addition to not going beyond the footprint, the other thing that we plan to do with the house is there is a gazebo, which you'll see in one of the photographs as well, which sits way out in front of the property. We're going to be removing that, so we're actually making an even better situation of the whole situation. So for those reasons stated, this is why we're requesting the variance, and we'd hope that you would grant that. So that's the end of my exhibit. If Mr. Reinhardt would like to say something, I'd like to give him the opportunity.
Nothing further. It's just that, yeah, ultimately my goal is just to improve the property. It's has not been taken care of. I obviously am aware of the significant issues that were created by the previous owner. I actually called the Office of Zoning, spoke to a very pleasant person who informed me of those issues, but that it wouldn't. My big concern was before closing. I didn't want to come into a any sort of conflict or you know, acrimonious issue with the zoning board. My hope is simply to, you know, improve the property and make it a pleasant site as opposed to how it is now. Thanks.
5 minutes. One of the things, I guess, the prior application that came before us was focused on the structure to the rear. There were some decks attached to it that the prior owner built, and then the gazebo as well. And the gazebo, I understand, is not the issue here. The home that's there now, how long has that been on the property? Do we know?
1949.
And the applicant is looking to build an addition to that, and from what I can tell also, because it's very difficult to tell on this proposed addition site plan what is staying and what is going. I know Ms. Norwood was going off of a plan, and it's from January 26th of 2021, but it does not show the proposals. It kind of shows what's there now. So that whole list of 11 variances were for what's on there existing. And looking at your proposed addition plan, like your building to the rear, shows none of those decks and none of those steps. Are they gone? Are they going to be gone?
No, we weren't going to touch them at all. They're there. They're going to remain existing as in place.
Okay, so. And then the front, you're, it's really, I guess here's the thing. I'm having it, and I know staff and I went back and forth on this, mm-hmm. and I know staff made a request. But we were trying to really figure out what it is with the number of variances that were being sought. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to determine from looking at this what is proposed, what is existing, and what we need variances for. Do you have a drawing that specifically shows all of that?
We do not have a drawing that shows existing decks and everything along that building in the back. The reason we didn't show any of that is because, as I mentioned, we are not proposing to touch it or do anything with that structure. Well,
but we need variances for that.
Okay.
Because they were not approved before.
Okay.
And I want to make that abundantly clear, because the reason that this is, I mean, this has got a lot,
okay.
that when I look at it, there's very little area that's not been built on. And it's difficult. I'm speaking for myself, and I don't know if I'm speaking for the board. And if I'm not, let me know. But I'm looking at this, trying to figure out how much of this lot has already been built on,
mm-hmm.
and what is proposed to be added to it. And like you said, the gazebo being removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I've got that information here.
To maybe clarify what
sure.
you're saying,
that's what yeah, I'd like, to help you. I think it'd be very helpful for
yeah.
us.
The survey that you're mentioning, dated 26 January 2021, all the conditions, as you mentioned, boardwalks, decks, actual structures to the rear of the property are all indicated here as being as existing.
So there's been no changes from what we're showing on that one survey of January 26, 2021?
No changes whatsoever.
Okay, so we can presume that the variances that are showing on there are what's needed?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So, and then mainly what we're talking about with new structure and changes are this structure that we see, show towards the front of the survey, dated the, you know, our exhibit here kind of gives you a little bit better understanding of what we're doing. The shaded area, the lighter shaded area down here is the existing house, and the house has been added to over the years. You know, obviously, we're understanding of that, but the darker shaded area was sort of the main house built back in 1949, and that's the area where we're looking to actually take the roof off and then build just a second story on top of that. So
do you know when those additions were made?
Excuse me?
Do you know when those additions were made?
No, I do not know that.
Okay. Do you know if there were permits granted, or, I mean, these old additions, like prior to zoning?
Oh, yeah, they're old.
Okay, all right, so we're not, house was built in 49, the additions were made probably in the 10 or 20 years after that?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
So, no, they haven't been recent, the only one that would have been recent would have been the addition of the building in the back. But, and I'm not sure when that was actually built either, so. But as I was saying, our focus really is on building this second story, just so that the two rooms that are up there, and I think you can see from the photographs, become more functional and usable than they actually are. Do we not include a crook photograph on that? I probably do. No, I thought we had an interior picture. I'm sorry, I apologize. I thought we had an interior photo indicating. But there's livable space up there right now.
So right now it's a one, it's a, is it a one-story house?
One and a half story house.
So like Cape Cod?
Yes, sir.
So you're looking to make it just a two-story rather than a one?
Yes, sir. And that's what the little rendering towards the back shows. We're going to, you know, reface it, give it some new siding, but we are not building beyond that existing footprint.
And the same with steps and decks and all that? None of that's projecting further?
No, sir.
But you're adding an outdoor shower?
Well, no. We'll just take that off the table now.
How, have you done a calculation as to the amount of the property that's covered by structures? Proposed and existing, how much is, this is a very busy survey. We don't usually see surveys this.
It's a busy lot.
I understand. Yeah. And part of that was because somebody built something and got variances denied. So, and did it on his own based on what we had in our prior decision. So, did you do a calculation to see how much of this lot is covered by structure?
We did not actually do a calculation. We would probably have to go back to the surveyor to that. But if I were to take an estimate of myself, it'd be somewhere in the neighborhood of 90%, you know. The only thing I could say is that, you know, we're here on behalf of Mr. Reinhardt. Mr. Reinhardt never created these situations. And when he purchased the property, you know, he was not necessarily concerned or knew about all these different situations that were at hand. So that's why it's kind of a hardship to us.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any questions from the board?
Yes, please. On the rendering that you were just speaking about where we had side by side with existing and proposed?
Yes, sir.
In looking at proposed, it would lead me to believe that the only thing that's going to remain is the existing building, that backside, and that it appears as though, because it says to remain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe this was to Mr. Sharp's point, is the decking that currently exists around the existing building to be removed?
Is it to be removed? No.
Okay.
Just the gazebo.
Okay. But it doesn't show on your proposed addition site plan?
Oh, not on the site plan, no, sir. It just calls it out as existing deck. Are you looking at ED 0.01?
I'm looking at A1 proposed addition site plan, and I'm looking at an existing building on both halves.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That appear to be same size, surrounded by decking on existing but non-existent on proposed.
I understand your question. Yes, that note for existing deck should read across, all the way across there, that's all existing deck. If you
If you go to page ED2.01, the lower photograph shows a picture of the existing deck that's there that will remain. It's the third page, Mr. Carson. Dr. Carson.
Anything will work.
Thank you.
Sir, on ED0.01, on the right side, the site plan on the right, is that all existing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to start at the back and kind of work forward at what all we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
On the very back, we have what looks like some kind of paver patio type of deal on the ground. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then we have a gazebo that's going to be removed. Then we have a boardwalk. I'm assuming that's some kind of like a pressure-treated type thing on the ground.
Yes.
And then we have an existing home.
Yes, sir.
The existing home, you're proposing a full second story.
Not full.
Okay. An actual two-story addition as opposed to what you have now, which is not really even a habitable room.
Yes.
And then next after that, I see a deck for an existing building. Is that a raised deck or is that on the ground?
That's down low.
That's also down on the ground. What is the existing building below that?
That's an existing pole barn.
It's a pole barn. Was it used for storage? Or?
Yes.
So you have a pole barn for storage. You have decking all the way around it, and that's also on the ground?
Yes. Okay. This is all low ground level stuff.
This is all ground level. It's not structural.
No, not elevated or anything like that.
And then on the bottom left, we've got steps. What is that up to, higher up into the pole barn or what?
Yes, there are some steps that lead up to the upper level.
Okay, all right.
So I guess I think to ask, to get to your point, I'm under the impression that the deck to the side, the rear, the sides and the rear of that pole building are elevated. Is that not correct?
Well, I guess I'm misunderstanding the question. Yes, all of this lower stuff is ground level deck. But yes, you are correct. There is a upper level deck between the existing house and that pole barn. There is an elevated deck. If you look at the photograph on there's the side of the house. Yes, if you look at the existing left side elevation of the house, sheet ED2.01, if you look toward the left or towards the back, there's an elevated deck there.
So that is a two-story pole barn for storage with a second-story deck out.
Yes. Side.
Okay. And that pole barn is not finished. It's all unfinished space?
It's not finished at all.
And then over top of the existing house, you've got sort of a finished attic up there, basically.
Yes.
But it's not really a habitable room because it's less than 7 feet of ceiling height.
To current codes.
To
previous
codes,
when it was built, it was habitable space.
Yes. I'm not even sure what code they had when it was built.
Cabo, Boco, Boca.
Something like that, yeah.
Standard building practice.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have for now.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I understand it.
Yes, sir.
So, boardwalk in the front here, it comes around the side, ground level.
Yes, sir.
Any steps that project out on the side here?
No, we don't have any steps. Mm-hmm.
This deck is ground level.
There's a deck below it that is ground level, and then there is a elevated deck above it.
Okay, so that's not ground level then?
That particular deck in this survey is not ground level.
I mean, if it's a cantilever deck, it isn't. It's not ground level. Okay. So that one's not ground level.
No.
This one is not ground level.
That one is not ground level, no.
And the one that's
it's from the whole building towards Harmon Street. Is that ground level?
No, that's not ground level. That's elevated, too. That's all elevated. Yeah.
But can you step up to the mic?
We can't catch it.
Yeah, sure.
That is also second level.
Okay, so are all these, this whole thing around it, the second level deck?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just want to make sure I understood it. So basically, the boardwalk around the existing house is ground level. The decks around the pole building are second floor.
Correct.
And, oops, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I believe the litigation was around those second floor decks.
It was, but I wanted to make sure I understood it and that that was what it was. So I appreciate that clarity because I wasn't quite following it.
Yeah. There's actually ground level as well as elevated deck.
But realistically, we're looking at the top part. Mm-hmm. So like if your ground level is that same, if it's a ground level deck, I don't think there's an issue if it's 6 inches or less. So, but it's the top level that we have to make sure we account for. So, okay, thank you. How far is the edge of paving of Harmon Street and Hebron Road from the property line? Is there a gap?
There's not much of a gap at all. I mean, you can
from Harmon Street to the property line,
mm-hmm.
It is, so by the house, I would say there's probably about 36 inches of landscaping between the house and the road and the pavement of the road. As you go sort of south and east, there's a concrete pad that goes from the pole barn directly out to the road.
So you're going to be building a two-story addition, or an addition for a second floor that's going to be roughly 3 feet from Harmon Street?
Correct.
You don't have any concerns about noise or traffic or visibility?
It's a fairly quiet neighborhood. It's a lot of commercial. It's a C1 commercial property. Obviously, most of the neighborhood is C1. I consider the highest and best use of the property for me to be residential because there's no parking. There's no way anybody could sort of have a commercial enterprise on the lot, which is why I bought it. I'm not anticipating any issues there. There's no like big trucks that go down that Harmon Street is a fairly narrow road, so I don't have any concerns about that.
In addition to the fact that they're already using the bedroom upstairs, so it's really no impact. It's just they're just trying to make more room for themselves. Yeah. They already live with the fact that the road's there and the noise is there.
Yeah. So you're planning to use this for a single family dwelling?
Yes.
Anything further from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition? We have one. Would you like to speak? If you would, please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Brenda Milburn. I live at 19761 Duffy Street in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I am the executive director of Westside New Beginnings. Thank you for letting me speak.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. First, I want to talk about Hebron Road, Harmon's Road, where you turn in. On the side of Harmon Road, it's only 1 foot away from their home. And it's a very busy street. Why? Because the beer trucks, Cisco, and all of the 18-wheelers have to go down that street to get to the Revelation to bring food and alcohol. It is a very busy street. Not only that, when you come off the bike trail, the bikes mostly turn that way because they do not want to stay on Hebron Road because it is so busy. So the big white thing that is in front of the house, when I measured it on Sunday, it is only about 2 feet away from Hebron Road. The third thing is, where will they park? Where is the parking? Because there is one, two, three things on the ground and one on top. Not talking about the one that he's getting ready to build on top. So we in our community sent letters, and we are against it because it is a very busy street, and it's not enough room as it is when the 18-wheelers turn to get to Hebron to deliver to the Revelations. So we're asking that you do not approve this.
Does that complete your statement?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Milburn?
Yes.
Has the structures that have been there, have they posed any visibility issues at that intersection?
Well, it's very hard for the 18-wheelers to turn. So a couple of them have hit the bushes that's on the side. The Cisco truck has a couple times. Again, I just don't know where they're going to park. And then the little house that he is saying is not finished, and he's going to use it for storage. It is finished because when the owner bought it, he was going to use it for a little small business. So I know because I've been there all my life. So I see it every day. I worry about the kids on the bicycles. And when I was out there Sunday, it was a mess. One little kid, like, the guy hit. It's a bad turn. It really is. And I think with what he's doing is not all correct. I'll leave it.
Any other questions for this lady? Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I'll give you a second to respond. I'm going to go through the phone part of this all, and I'll let you respond. Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, please state your name and address before making your comment.
Hi. Tara Bay, 19713 Norwood Street, Rumble Seat.
And Ms. May, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You may testify.
Good evening. I'll keep this brief. My husband and I already submitted a letter in opposition. Our concern is moving forward. We've already had two variance requests by future builders in the West River with the neighborhood. That was opposition, and I have had properties that have had difficult building footprints available to them. Those variances were denied. Unfortunately, the new owner purchased the property and created their own hardship by knowing the variances that were not approved for the structure. We just feel that this has a huge precedent moving forward if these variances are grandfathered in. And people can just beg for forgiveness later. Any new construction to the property should be done in compliance with the new building code structures. And in relation to the pole barn, if you look at the advertisement for the listing, when the property was listed for sale, it's two levels. One is set up as an efficiency apartment already, and has electricity there. It was clearly staged as not storage. So moving forward, our concern is that it would become a rental, an increased footprint with additional vessels to the structure while also growing increased cars. To a busy area that already has created a problem with the dual bike trail that has not been completed, because currently the regular show X right at that intersection, and it leads bicyclists and pedestrians into the roadway. And if they intend on parking in front of the new residence, that will put at least three or four more cars that are backing or pulling into an already heavily constructed busy area with vehicle traffic, bicyclists, and pedestrians. So moving forward, I would just hope that, as you did mention, I would say also at least 90-95% of the property is developed on. The second level wasn't permitted. There's elevated decks that haven't been inspected properly. And moving forward, I feel that it's setting a new precedent for the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the line?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have a Robert Paul on the line. Robert, your line is open.
21 years. Hello?
Good evening, sir.
Yes, I've been a property owner at West Rehoboth for over 21 years now.
Sir?
And
sir?
Did know the previous owner, Keith Ricker.
Sir?
Some of the statements that Mrs. Milburn said were actually incorrect.
Sir?
Sir,
this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Before you can start making statements, we have to get your name, address, and swear you in.
Oh, sure.
And please.
Robert Paul, 413 Chestnut Street, Milton.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear to tell the truth.
And just before you get started, are you in support, opposition, or just making comment?
I'm in support.
Okay, thank you. We'd like to hear your testimony.
First off, from what I've seen and what I've read of the blueprint, the owners are not asking for anything other than to go up on this property. They're not asking to build anything any larger and increasing the footprint. So then from that point, we have to ask ourselves, you know, is this an asset to the community? Or is it an adverse effect on the community? And I looked at the blueprint. It's a beautiful building. There's parking. I knew the previous owner. There's parking for at least four, maybe six cars. I don't know of any six-wheelers who would even attempt to make the turn down Harmon Street. If they want to deliver goods, they can go straight down Hebron Road and then make a right-hand turn on the new road. So six-wheelers going down Harmon Street, I would say is impossible. Next door, Catapult is a three-story warehouse, which has been an eyesore in the neighborhood for at least 20 years. Like I said, they don't want to go beyond the original footprint. There's ample parking there for them to accommodate this. When you come into the neighborhood, it would be the first thing you'd see. I think it's a beautiful rendering. We've worked for decades now to try to improve the neighborhood, clean up the crime, clean up the trash. I think the neighborhood's headed in a great direction, and especially for people like this who want to come in and use this as their home. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else on the line?
At this time, there is no one else standing by.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
I think there was a question about parking that the opposition had, so I don't know if the board would like the applicant to address that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, definitely there's parking issues. The Hebron Road side of the property, the gazebo is currently there, I believe the polite woman in opposition mentioned that that will be removed. Beneath that is a shallow well. I don't know if it was permitted or not. That will be gotten rid of. I'm in the process with the city of Rehoboth to get public water to the house. It has obviously is existing sewer. So that will be removed. As the gentleman who was in favor of the variance said, there is plenty of room for me to park, I would say conservatively 2 to 3 vehicles in the front. There shouldn't be any need to have 2 to 3 vehicles. My wife and children and I will be there, and we'll likely only have one vehicle there. During construction, potentially, I will have, you know, maybe 2 to 3 vehicles there. I also spoke with the trust that owns the lot to the south and slightly west of it there. I believe it was owned, it's owned by a trust, pardon me, I can't recall the name. Nice man. He's given me temporary permission to have construction material staged between the house and that lot, which is currently, I think, rented by a pardon me, a company that keeps gravel and aggregate there for construction projects. George and Lynch, I believe, is the name of that company. But I spoke to the owner, who's given me temporary permission to use that. I can't imagine any scenario in which I will be disrupting the flow of bikes, pedestrians, or cars at any point. If I may address the issue with the barn, where someone said it is a finished efficiency apartment, that is absurd and incorrect. It is, I would say, studded out halfway in the second floor of the barn. That is not going to be used as a residence. I am not going to rent it out. I have no intention of doing so. The first floor of the barn is a concrete pad that has, you know, poles and girders going around it with no finished, there's plywood up on two walls, I believe, but girders and metal on the other sides. It is not finished. It is half wired incorrectly. That's all going to get ripped out. If I do anything like that, I will pull a permit. That's why I've engaged with Mr. Bada and Ms. Falang. I'm here to do things the right way. I promise you that. So I just wanted to address that, as that was not a fully accurate statement.
I also kind of wanted to follow up on the earlier comment as well. Once again, you know, as we're saying, we are going up from the existing footprint. We are not expanding the existing footprint. And in fact, we are reducing the existing footprint. With regards to bicycles, Mack trucks, anyone else that drives by there, we have no control over that. We have an existing residence that's been a residence for 50 years, 60 years now. That's what we plan to use it for. The only thing we want it to do is become more functional. So by raising the head height on that second floor, that's all we're asking for. I don't see how that's going to respond to the comment. Will this not alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No.
Yeah. This is from Mr. Reinhart. Those decks on the back on the pole building, are they necessary since there's no livable space up there?
No, not particularly. I obviously can't speculate what the previous owner had plans for. It's one person, I believe, said that they had planned to have a business. It looks like that might have been a half-measured attempt to start that, but was abandoned at some point. So I don't know why they built them, frankly, other than to create significant hardship upon himself. In fact, I'll go on the record and agree with the decision that was made to deny those variances.
Do you have a problem with pulling them out?
It would add significant cost to pull them out.
I have no further questions.
Further questions from the board?
One of the frustrations here is, I guess when you brought the application, you didn't understand that all of these existing structures all over the property are going to also need variances. Is that correct?
We did not. We were here basically, like I said, for the two-story addition.
And so the information you brought to us was for the two-story addition, you
yes.
weren't really prepared for all the rest of this.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if this is something we should leave the record open for to get, like, maybe a better site plan, maybe a bigger site plan, some good lists of what exactly is where and what exactly you're asking for all of this existing stuff. I don't know what the other board members think about that, but I'm just kind of rolling ideas around in my head.
Or we stick to a variance that's pertaining particularly to the two-story addition to the existing house.
Well, if we only give you the variances for the two-story addition now, anything that you leave, like most, it looks to me like most of the existing house is not within the setbacks. Is that correct?
know, better than 50% of the existing houses in the setbacks.
Well, so you've got, what, a 40-foot setback on the front, a 15-foot on one side, a 5-foot on one side, a 5-foot on one side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got, like, the back third or the front third of the house that's not, like, a quarter on the side that's not. You've got the entire front porch that's not.
If you look at this little sketch here, this indicates this is the only portion of this house that lies within the setbacks.
Right.
And that's what we're saying, that probably better, this is better than 50% of what.
Another question I had, these steps that go up to the pole building, mm-hmm. are those right up against the property line?
They're pretty close to the property line. They're not right up against it, but they're pretty close to the property line.
Are those the only steps to the second floor?
Yes.
Would it be possible to remove those and build new steps that are within, that will not need a variance?
Once again, it comes back to a cost issue. To take the decks down, it's going to cost a person, which will, you know, Mr. Reinhardt, which will take money from his two-story addition project. Can it be done? Yes. At what cost? I mean, you're in the building industry. We both know that a set of stairs is going to cost $3,000 to $5,000. And then to cut a new set of stairs inside the building is going to cost another $3,000 to $5,000. So there's anywhere between $6,000 to $10,000 to be incurred just to move a stair. It's not that we're opposed to it, it's just that that's money that's taken away from the budget to finish off the second floor.
Well, there's a lot, because we have to think about all of these elements.
When well,
we
decide I understand. What,
because any of these things we could approve or not. Mm-hmm. I could go through and decide, you know, if whoever makes the motion on what we're going to do, to decide what parts of this do we want to approve and what do we want to make you tear down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to think about there.
If I would recommend that if the board were to leave the record open for that, that we would also leave the record open for any comment. You know, we have had people that have shown opposition to it. Perhaps if they saw that, they may have different feedback based on a drawing that really shows what they're looking to keep. From what I can tell, though, the drawing on the right kind of look at the rear part of the property, and that's what we're looking at for that one. And then the drawing on the left is the A1. That would be the front portion would be what we're looking at. Is that right, Mr. Botta?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And Mr. Sharp, are you comfortable writing up our statement of facts based off of what we have here? Do we have enough information to do that?
Well, I would defer to Ms. Norwood as far as whether she believes she's got enough to calculate the variances, because I usually let her eagle eye do that and I just kind of chime in later. I know that she's taken the survey that I believe you all have, which is dated January the 26th of this year, and she's marked up what the existing one looks like. And based on what I'm gathering here, it's probably accurate because the existing home's footprint would not be changing. It's just that there's going to be the second floor to it. So you're almost looking at that one and working off of it. The one thing noted there would be the gazebo would be removed. But I note that she's, you know, we've noted before the boardwalk around the existing house would not need a variance because it's ground level, but the decks around the pole building and the stairs would. Fit.
It's
Starwood, how do you feel about, since you're the one going to be doing all these calculations, are you able to calculate off of what we have, or do we need better information?
Well, I used this survey. I used the survey from the previous case to try to orient it. Also used some dimensions on the property record card that I shared. And so I did a lot of math today, but those are the numbers I come up with.
All right.
And Mr. Vada, have you seen the breakdown of the numbers? Perhaps if you wanted to see that and see if that was accurate.
As we have not seen the breakdown yet anyway.
Okay. But Mr. Orwell, I believe got a copy for you, and certainly that's something that would be put in the record. But it's kind of a list of what staff has come up with. Mm-hmm. If you notice, the top four listed are from the prior variance application. The bottom 11 are the ones that would be for this one. So if you want to look at that for a minute, let us know if that's correct. Maybe that would help the board.
If I could have more time to digest it, to be honest with you, because I would like to look at it graphically like Ms. Norwood did.
Okay. So. Well, if that's the case, then it sounds to me like we would probably, do you need like more time tonight, or more time as in I'd like to get back to the board on?
More time as in I would like to get back to the board on.
Understood. Okay. Well, we'll see if the board will entertain that, but appreciate the candor.
I know you spent a lot of time, and it's not something I can just make a quick 15-minute decision on.
Leave this up to the board.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we leave the record open for the purpose of a more detailed site plan from the applicant. That we allow comments on that site plan only, and that, let's see, how much time do you need for this?
A couple days to put it together.
Let's say that we'll put it on the agenda on the second meeting of September.
20th.
September 20th, okay. And we need to have that site plan in. Can you submit it in the next 2 weeks?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay.
Like, perhaps we could say the end of the month.
Yeah, the end of the month. The site plan to be submitted by the end of the month and considered on September 20th. Okay, that's the motion.
Okay. Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Voting yes.
Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, we are going to leave the record open on case number 12599. For a detailed site plan and allow for comment.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.